Grace and peace be unto you from God, who is our Father and our Mother, and from Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and our Savior. Amen. I do not mean to bring back sad memories, but there is no way around it. Today is September 11th. And that means that today we remember. Today we remember that 15 years ago, already 15 years ago, a group of men from Saudi Arabia who were poisoned by hate and were blinded by a very distorted idea of who God is, and even of what their religion, of what Islam is, hijacked airplanes and flew them into the World Trade Center towers, flew them into the Pentagon, and tried to fly it into the White House. But a group of brave passengers stopped them. And so that plane crashed in Pennsylvania in a field. So today we remember those tragic events. Today we remember the site where that took place. And that has become a site of that symbolizes pain. It symbolizes danger. We're still scared of what could happen. It symbolizes the horror of terrorism. But it also symbolizes the lives that were shattered that day. Almost 3,000 people died, and hundreds of thousands of lives were shattered psychologically or even health-wise. And so before continuing with my sermon, I think that it's appropriate that we pause and at least spend 1 minute in silence to honor those that died and suffered during 9/11. There's a German poet, I don't know if I can say the name correctly, Hölderlin. I know we have some German speakers here who probably have heard of Hölderlin, the poet. And he said, there where danger is also grows the power of salvation. I repeat, there where danger is also grows the power of salvation. So Ground Zero was a site of terror, of horror, of pain. But it was also a site of a really strange kind of beauty. Almost 3,000 people died that day. Of those, if I read correctly, 411 were volunteers. They were firefighters. They were emergency workers. They were police officers. They were people like you and me who decided to volunteer and to walk into a crumbling building to see if they could at least save one life. It was a sight of love. It was a sight of the true love, the love that is willing to sacrifice itself for the well-being of another, for the well-being even of a stranger, of somebody that they know nothing about. Now, I don't know about you, but I cannot think of a more powerful metaphor to talk about the gospel, in general, and the gospel that we just read today. Is that not the gospel that our Lord Jesus Christ, like those brave firefighters, police officers, and volunteers, is willing to enter the world of history? God Almighty, who did not have to taste death, eternal God, has decided to enter the pain, the suffering, the nonsense, the evil of the world, and even subject himself in the form of a man to be humiliated, to be tortured, because torture he was, and to be exposed, not in the beautiful ways that we see in our crucifixes, but naked, in chain, in pain, agonizing, even feeling abandoned by God. And he did that because we have to go through moments like those spiritually and sometimes physically. He chose to enter our reality to rescue us. And if it was just that, that alone is powerful. But there's even one more step. Because I think that most of us would be willing to do something like that for somebody that we love. I think I would not hesitate to do that for my child, for my spouse. And as we saw, many people are willing to do that, even for strangers. But what is amazing about the gospel, what is even scandalous about the gospel, is that the message is that God did that not just for those who deserved it, not just for those that were just or righteous, but even for those that were sinful. And let me rephrase that, because we talk about sin in such a mild way that we forget the weight of that word. He did that even for those that were evil. He did that trying to save at least one. And the gospel says that there is great joy in heaven when one is saved. Now, I remember also when people were found in the rubble and they were alive. You remember that joy when, after hours of searching, they were finally able, not only 9/11, but there's so many tragedies around the world. And there's such joy when one person is alive and is able to be rescued. There's so much happiness. I almost jump when I'm witnessing that. I believe that that is the joy that there is in heaven when the person is rescued. Now, as I was telling the children, the problem is that we don't always want to be rescued. I don't know if you have seen this picture, this drawing of Jesus knocking on the door. Have you seen that picture, Jesus knocking on the door? How many of you have seen that? Okay, if you look carefully, that door doesn't have a door handle in that picture. The idea is that the only way that Jesus can enter into your heart is if you open the door from inside. And that is a beautiful thought, but the problem is that we don't open the door. When we see Jesus coming, we run the other way, like the children. That when they see the firefighter coming, they don't realize this is a firefighter that is coming to rescue me. They are scared, and they hide, and they run away. Well, that is the problem with our condition, that we don't realize that sometimes things are crumbling in our lives, that we don't realize the danger in which we are and in which we're putting others in our lives. We don't want to realize it sometimes because we have worked so hard to build a career. We have worked so hard to build a relationship. We have worked so hard to build an appearance, not just an appearance for others, but even for myself, when I look at myself in the mirror. And when that begins to crumble, when that becomes starts to fall apart, I don't want to believe it. And so when the saving hand of Christ comes into our lives, sometimes we don't want to hear the reality that it has to speak to us. And so we run away. But the good news is that Christ does not give up on us. The good news is that we belong to Christ by the mere fact that we have been created by God. Each one of us is the creation of our Heavenly Father. Each one of us has been sealed with the love of God. And each one of us belongs to Christ. And He will not let go until we are saved. And we believe that if God was willing to give up His only Son for our salvation, God is not going to let go. God will continue to pull throughout eternity until we are saved. And that's why we are here. We are a community of people that have known what it's like to be in need of rescuing. Sometimes in very real ways. Some people have gone through very difficult situations, physically, health-wise, family-wise. Other people have gone through spiritual struggles. And we're all here, not because we have, not because we're righteous, not because we have perfect lives. This is not, the church is not a museum where we display beautiful, beautiful lives that are all well put together. This is a rescue site. This is a place where Christ, where God comes to our lives to rescue us. And we have been on the receiving side of that. We have known what it's like to be broken. We have known what it's like to be in pain. We have known what it's like to be in despair. And we have known what it's like to have God come to us in the form of a brother, of a sister, through an email, through a message on Facebook, through a phone call, and say, I am here. I am here for you. And that is what we're trying to do here. That is what church is about. Church is a place where we remind each other that we belong to Christ. And because we belong to Christ, we can help each other. And when tragedy hits, whether it's in the form of a family in need or whether it's in the form of a national tragedy, we are willing to just walk into the danger because we know that God has our back. And what He has done for us, we dare to do for others. Not because we're perfect, but because we're moved by Christ's love. So today we remember, and today we allow ourselves to be inspired by that love that they showed. And we don't allow that tragedy be in vain. But we continue to work for hope. We continue to love for faith. We continue to work for peace. Amen.